From the time of the Mosaic Law, the people of God have observed fixed feasts, beginning with Passover, to commemorate the astonishing actions of the Savior God, to give Him thanks for them, to perpetuate their remembrance, and to teach new generations to conform their conduct to them. In the age of the Church, between the Passover of Christ already accomplished once for all, and its consummation in the kingdom of God, the liturgy celebrated on fixed days bears the imprint of the newness of the mystery of Christ. That comes from the Catholic Catechism, Article 1164. Now, I'll be honest. By the way, this podcast is coming out on the eve of Ash Wednesday, the official beginning of the season of Lent, the liturgical season. But I have to be honest, I have had substantial difficulty crafting this short episode. Lent through the years has been an inconsistent practice for me. That's being generous. I find that only in the last couple of years, in fact, am I conscious of its significance and its power as a kind of spiritual reset button. See, the way I'm thinking of Lent this year is as a time to reframe and examine the spiritual narrative of my life, of our lives. Through austerity, sacrifice, service, contemplation, we recall that we are dust. And to dust we will return. Perhaps we will find this to be a useful time to disconnect from those stories, those narratives that have defined us. To be able to recognize the freedom which we have to craft a counter-narrative. See, I think it's this idea of the counter-narrative that is most intriguing to me for this Lent season. As a time to step back and evaluate the narrative that I want my life to be progressing towards. And look, when I say that, the narrative that I want my life progressing towards, you probably realize I'm not talking about a career or status or the expectations of others meeting those. No, this is the counter-narrative to all of that. Laying myself at the base of Jesus' crucifixion, I continue to craft the narrative of what it looks like to progress towards works of mercy, sacrificial giving of my money and time. The narrative of speaking out against imperial voices that wish to forward their own agendas, see, at the cost of the marginalized and oppressed. So, Lent is the season for me of crafting a counter-narrative, progressing towards these things.